Blog Talk Radio.
Bad residence going on, but it pushes me to think about one, the mother countries that pulled their citizens out, countries like Mozambique and Malawi.
Yeah.
Secondly, it just pushes me back to that we have a long way to go as Zambia. Because if that situation continued, the bad situation continued, unfortunately, our cousins, sisters, brothers can stay in the position where they are risking their lives instead of just going back to our Zambia. It reminds me of what is wrong with Zambia. Some person is packing going to Zambia, and some Zambian can risk to almost be killed and cannot come back to Zambia. There's just a situation that are calling. I think it's this economic and stuff situation that probably South Africa, now we are also almost risking our lives because of that. Is there any way Zambia can do something where fellow citizens shouldn't have that situation? If you take, for example, Mozambican people would pack and go back to Mozambique. Why? I know that maybe, but is Mozambique offering something?
Okay, that is a good question.
Or Malawi?
And we hope others will join us and help us understand that question. And as we go, Titus, we are going to be trying to connect people. I'm trying to call the embassy in South Africa to see what they are doing about this this problem. What are your thoughts, why you we think our country is showing so much inactivity?
Why our country is showing so much what?
They are showing so much initiative. There is no action coming from our country.
Well, we know the situation. We can start with probably here in the Western world, or London, people in Australia, in the diaspora. Yes, we talk about Zambia is booming, but still, people are still reluctant to go back to Zambia and take up whatever it is that Zambia is offering. Why is that stagnation there? Why don't we have an influx of Zambians just packing up and going there because of the potential that Zambia has?
Okay.
And I hope you're getting what I'm saying. It's only maybe people when I am tired of USA here and I see myself stagnant, that's when I'm thinking maybe I might be better Zambia is offering. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a pull factor where no matter what is going on, I'm packing, I'm going that side. There is a country also, when you think through Zimbabwe, most Zimbabweans were killed and stuff like that. But we have to look and critically think. You don't see Zimbabweans packing and going to Zimbabwe. That should tell you the situation of why not. Why stick around? Look like most of them are being targeted. Why would people stick to be in that situation and not just say, you know what, probably this is now, I'm much better in my country because maybe nobody would kill me. And maybe there's something that the country offers. That troubled me and bothered me, and that's where I come from to say, is there anything we should look at which Zambia should offer before we get into all this xenophobia situation where now you're forced, instead of having your family die, what would bring, what can...
Hello?
Okay, Petronella.
Hello?
Petronella.
Hello,
how are you?
I'm okay, and you, what's this?
This is Mr. Chad in Canada.
Hello?
Hello, this is Mr. Chad in Canada. Bro, you are on live. You are on live radio, Petronella. We want to find out what.
Why do that?
Hey, bro. We are want to find out what is happening. You are on live radio, as I'm calling you. What is happening? What is happening in South Africa with foreigners, Zambians? What is happening? What are you hearing? Hello, I'm saying
I can't hear you clearly.
Oh, you can't hear me?
I can't hear you clearly.
Okay, I'll try and change my mic. That's what I'm doing.
Fine.
Okay. We have someone from South Africa. So we want to see if they can hear us. And
yes.
This is a Zambian. They can help us understand what is happening, what is the plan out there, and the dream to be there.
Okay. So I think that's what, in a nutshell, Roger. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, Petronella. Okay.
Hello, Petronella, can you hear me?
Okay, sorry for that. Petronella, our mic maybe is are you able to hear me, Petronella? Hello, can you hear me, Petronella? Hello, Titus, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
You can hear me? Petronella, South Africa, can you hear me? Let me see. Okay, she has dropped. Once more again. We want to hear Tasha from South Africa, see what you are going through from Zambia.
Okay.
Well, maybe that should give us a perspective. Is my mic good?
Yeah, it's okay. I can hear you. I don't know if you can hear me. I don't know if you can hear me.
Hello.
Can you hear me now, Petronella?
Hello.
Oh, good. So, tell us, what's happening, Petronella, South Africa?
Okay, as I know, some few places experience a few technical noise and stuff, but I think some of the places, yes, because even at night, they were making noise, breaking shops and houses, some of the houses of the foreigners. More especially these Pakistani shops.
Oh, wow. We thought this was the only for they were only attacking black Africans.
Yes, more especially the Pakistan, people from Pakistan and Nigerians.
Oh, okay. But how safe is it for you guys who are there, the Zambians? How safe is the situation for you?
I know, but now it's not very safe because anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we are just alert.
Okay. I'm good to hear you are just alert. And what is the discussion are you having among the Zambians? What is going on? What are the people saying?
Anyway, Zambians, I've not heard of where they say they're going to make a meeting or something. But Nigerians, I think they had a meeting where they were discussing to see what they were going to do about this same situation. But as for Zambians, we haven't even had any meeting of some sort.
How big is the Zambian community in South Africa where you are?
In area where I am, we are not a lot. We are just few Zambians, but the Zimbabweans are a lot and Malawians, and they are the same people they are targeting.
So do they ask you if you are a Zimbabwean or you are South African or you are Malawian? Do they ask questions like that before they attack you?
No, they are not asking any questions. And it's just that because you find that a certain area, there are a lot of Zimbabweans, and like some of the areas. So those areas where there are a lot of Zimbabweans and Malawians, those are the areas most of the South Africans are targeting.
Oh, I see. In the event there is something with the Tonera, which can affect even you, don't you think around Zambia to see what your plan would be, how you can be safe?
Come again?
I'm saying in the event there are attacks against Zambia, are you finding out other people or the embassy of Zambia where they are? Who you can call? Are you making those plans?
Well, actually, we're not even making any plans like that. No, people from home are calling to tell us to go back or what. But we're just waiting to see how far these things are going to go. If they get their worst, that's when we decide to go back home. But as of now, we are just sitting here and waiting to see what's the way forward, because the president is having a meeting to say, he wants to solve the situation, what. So we're just waiting to see what's going to happen next.
Okay. We are going to bring in other people from Zambia to here. Titus, your comment or your question to Petronella?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Speak up, Titus.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Good, and you?
Oh, good. Now, I talked to a fellow friend who is in South Africa. Is that true that most of these things are happening in certain areas, not all areas?
Yes, in certain areas, not all areas.
How can you classify the areas where these things are happening? Are these densely low areas or is spaced out?
Come again.
He's asking whether this is happening in crowded areas in towns or this is excluded. Where are you in South Africa? Where are you in South Africa?
I'm in Gauteng, Joburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Because that is our concern right now for you, Zambians, who are in South Africa. We want to make sure to know and to make sure that you are safe. And it would be good to know that you should know the number for the embassy. Do you have the number yourself, Petronella? So the embassy of the Republic of Zambia, in case needed to get in touch with them?
I don't know exactly where their offices are. I don't know, because I've never bothered to ask.
Okay, in times like this, I think it would be good for you to make that effort. But I'll give you the number. I'll text it to you and write it down. Write as many small pieces as you can write. All the Zambians you know, please give them a copy of that number if they need. The media arises to call the embassy. Please call them and tell them about your safety. There will be Zambians who would want to go back home. We want to do our best to try our government to send either a bus. For those who want to own maybe a lot of cash to go back home, we are going to make those arrangements.
Okay.
We are going. But stay with us, Petronella, so you can hear our contribution to what others have to say. 347, New York number 8852. Good morning.
Hello.
Okay. Let's go to Texas, 281, last four numbers, 4056. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Mr. Kilda, my sister, how are you?
I'm good, but I can't talk now. I'm just listening.
Okay, good. Just listening. Okay, that's okay. Anyone who wants to talk, just press 1, and in case you want to say something. What is our advice to our brothers and sisters who may be, you know, let me bring the New York number here, 347 8852 Ronnie. Hello, New York.
Hello.
Hello, this is Roger.
Yes, how are you, Mr. Roger?
Fine, thank you, my brother.
I missed the beginning of the conversation.
We have a sister who has called you from South Africa who is dealing with the situation. First of all, what is your take on what is happening in South Africa, Roger?
Okay, I'm on the road, Roger, so I didn't hear. I'm not getting everything you're saying.
Okay, I'm asking, what is your...
Just repeat the question.
I'm saying, what is your take to what is happening in South Africa right
now? Well, it's a multidimensional problem, you know, but mostly is the response of the security forces in South Africa and the politicians. That is disappointing.
What has been disappointing?
You know, I think there was an announcement. I read something in on the internet that you know, the perpetrators had announced that they are going for the aliens. You know, I think it was 3 days before it started happening. And there were some videos that I watched that you could see that a security person was there and they couldn't do anything. Some people were just watching, they couldn't call the police, you know. And it took 3 days, 4 days for the South African president to say anything about it. It looked like he was part of it, you know. It didn't look good.
Yeah. What do you think, Traitor, before I go to Traitor? This may be, if you remember very correctly, we were there, Traitor, here, old enough, in 1986, when we were rioting about the union in Zambia. We saw the police were even encouraging the people to riot. Don't you think this is general sentiment against immigrants in South Africa? Okay.
Yes.
You hear what Clayton is saying here? Don't you think this is just a general sentiment in the country that maybe as foreigners, I think as immigrants, we have overcrowded their country?
I think it's true that the politicians and the security. True that the security and the politicians did not do anything within the time frame on the area beginning of everything. But again, it's important to try and understand why. Can you get me, Roger? Hello? Hello, I think I dropped out. I don't think I can hear anybody. Hmm.
Sorry, Titus. My screen blanked out on me, but I could hear you. I could hear you. We'll go on and see if we can bring in as many people as possible to see what is going on in South Africa. Titus, you are on the road. I think you are listening.
Yes, I can hear some of the things. Yes.
Yeah. Titus, our dependence on South Africa, shouldn't we begin to question, are we going to depend on that country forever? Or we should start to develop some of the supply chains ourselves? All the apples come from South Africa.
Roger, yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, we are advantaged by COMESA, you know, so with the choices that we make, the economic choices that we make are very important and must be strategic, as you put it. Now, depending on one economy is not good because we end up being puppets. You see, it's made it very difficult for our government to say anything. Our government up to now haven't issued any official statement to that effect. You know why? Because we are so dependent on the South African economy, and they don't want to poison the water. You know, that's a very good point, Roger.
I don't know if it is a good thing or a bad thing. Because you are so much dependent on someone, even when that someone is, like you talked about, the reaction is doing something wrong, don't you think it is just right to say something? Even if it means kicking yourself in your own.
Yes. You know, that becomes a big problem. That's why, you know, we have to make sure, you know, we explore the markets that are within our region. You know, we have so many neighbors. And Zambia is strategically positioned for that.
Okay. Let me see my good friend, Titus, has come back here. Okay. Okay. I'm going to join someone from Zambia. You know, as we are talking about boycott this, boycott that. In our mind, businessmen, I think creators, they should be saying, I think it's time to develop our own supply chain, our own goods. Now, we as Zambians ourselves, we don't want to buy the Zambian product, or the Zambian
yes.
product is that's not good enough.
You know, starting with the packaging, Roger, we have had those discussions before. You know, our business people have to step up the game too.
Let's try and join Lusaka and see what Lusaka has to say. Okay, let's see whether this number is. In fact, I wanted to get to come tell us what they are.
Hello.
Hello, and Saka, good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, Mr. Mai, welcome to Zambia.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. So what is happening in Zambia? What are your reactions there in as far as what is happening in South Africa?
I think Zambians are not happy. We are not happy as Zambians.
Okay.
We suffered for South Africa to get its independence. And yet today, the South Africans don't seem to appreciate other African countries the role they played in their independence to end apartheid. When you look at the role that Dr. Kenneth Kaunda played, it was a great role, but today they're mistreating South Africans. I mean, South Africa is not the only country that has a high number of unemployment. But the question is, how is the educational standard of the South Africans themselves, the black people, do they have interest in education? Those are questions they need to answer. The children's then foreigners for occupying their jobs. It's sad to see that South Africa can behave in such a way. In Uganda, we have so many companies, so many things owned by South Africans. Not one day as Zambian felt.
Your phone is breaking up. I don't know why. So sorry, my friend, your line dropped. This argument of we are making as Zambians, or we suffered a lot for you. Number one, there are two questions I want to ask. Kamai comes back. Kamai. Yeah, your line is breaking up. Your line is breaking up for some reason. I don't know why.
Today, click on it. The question.
Okay, so I'll try and talk about it. I'll try and. I think the connection wasn't.
We are connecting your call. Please hold the line.
That is a real story.
We are connecting your call. Please hold the line.
We'll call again. This argument that we are making, that we suffered a lot for South Africa, we did this. But this, I know the behavior of South Africans hasn't been good. No one should be able to behave like this. But you know, this is a very violent culture. But are we justified to say because we suffered so much, we deserve to come to your country? Is this a good argument? Thank you.
I don't think so, Roger. I'll bring you back to a shocking situation when. So you can understand the way history goes, some things we take for granted. Look at the Gabon disaster of the Zambia national team that perished, right? In Gabon, the team that won the Africa Cup was not born yet when the disaster happened in Gabon. So I'm bringing you this idea so you can think through to say, when Zambia was fighting all these things for liberation of South Africa, some of the people might have not been born. So whether you went 1,000% being South Africa, which is true, remember somebody was born before the idea to see the 1,000% that you went. And later on, they are looking at the pie where the South African pie is being chewed by somebody else other than them. So I think we have
good point.
To think through that some of the people we can condemn, yes, this is a South African banning another person in the name of this is a foreign person. And you question, Zambia fought for this. How come this person cannot understand what a Zambian has done for South Africa? And later on, now a Zambian is in South Africa abiding by laws and stuff, only to be banned or killed. So my point is, we have to always remember, sometimes it will be irrelevant what was done because somebody was born the era after whatever was done.
Okay, so that is a very good point. Now, the people that who are saying we suffered for South Africa, a lot of things that, like this young lady I was talking to, very young actually, they are born in the 80s or something. They have been taught, they have heard that, you know, there was a Zambia which stood up for peace for South Africa. Do you think the South African leadership, the South African country, are communicating the same message to their people?
Well, they might communicate when they're trying to explain this situation or notion of who is Kaunda. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That is the best time they can try to explain, because again, there are some people that will ask to say, who is that person? Who's Kaunda? You see what I mean? And that is the role that now the people that knew what Kaunda did are going to be explaining, that this man, this is what he did. He was a former president and all these things. So I think the role of those politicians, and when they are explaining, you can even imagine they have to use icons like Kaunda. And even then, some people might be asking because they don't know, or they could have just heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's a very tricky, I don't think it's a combination between the full explanation of what somebody is saying. Is he convincing somebody, or are they getting all what is being explained to them? And what is the need, why they should planning that this is what Kaunda did for South Africa? A South African might be thinking, who cares? You see what I mean? That person might not even know who Sisulu was, who Oliver Tambo was, and might not care to that also. Do you see what I mean? So why should he care about a Zambian, whatever you say he did? So there's a lot of things, and even the illiteracy that we are talking about, the people that are looting and all these kind of things, which background do they have? They are not the people that have a middle-class job or income that are doing that.
Doctor, what about the rulers themselves, like, what is his name, Zuma? Zuma was there. Why is he not saying this thing? He said, these people were there, the freedom you are enjoying right now, these people suffered with you. Why is he not saying that?
Because it's almost on the middle of politics, Roger. It's a middle of politics where you are moving on your tiptoes, and you have to be careful, because tomorrow, question these guys have might be genuine. The deeds that they are doing are totally wrong. Do you get my point? Roger, if somebody fought for independence, let's go back to Zambia. Maybe your grandmother almost died for independence of Zambia, and the grandchildren in Zambia cannot find a job. Maybe it's their fault, whatever the case is. And here comes either a Chinese or a South African is working in ShopRite. And then they have this notion of, what is the government doing for me? You get what I'm saying? So that question is a genuine question from their direction. But the way to sort it out, if you just talk to the government and you're now saying, these leaders, are they doing a good enough job? If the answer is no, do you think they would have done a good job to dissect things after independence of South Africa to make sure that these blacks and the lower class citizens get to the pie of South Africa? If not, that question is still lingering, and the politicians should be careful, because they need the vote of these same people maybe next year, only 5 years' time. So they might be looking at the question they're asking. They are not in support with what they are doing, but they have to make sure that what they are doing in the steps. This is why I think they're chewing the bullet of, you'll be asking to say, why was Zuma quiet for all this time? Maybe he's calculating all these other things. What's the possibility of him being reelected, or what is, you know, his popularity in terms of you know, political, you know, the rates here, there in South Africa, is it doing a good job from the ordinary people there? So there's a lot that probably they calculate, and sorry to say that by the time they're doing something, probably they figured out, can say, how not to trample too much to the idea of what these guys are claiming. And then furthermore, Roger, you need to have a solution. How are you not going to give a job to a foreigner and give it to a South African who had it yesterday? So either way, the government might be the one that now has to do not xenophobia, but how do you call it? Where you are putting, you are biasly putting your South African people, mind you, they may not even be qualified for the job because they are South Africans. Mm-hmm. Instead of a Zambian who's qualified. Because then now the question is, why some South African who asked to say, how did this Zambian become qualified? If he went to school, Yunza, he was paid for by the government of Zambia for him to go to Yunza and get these degrees. Do I have a university here in South Africa which will be paid for South Africa, for me to South African job?
So
all those questions should be answered within these parks of what we are thinking through. We might just think at a blanket situation, but I think things are loaded within how do you do that.
Well, we had a white South African here, banker, Justice, on the first segment. He explained how the people, there is an entitlement mentality in South Africa where they think they are entitled to this. And when they see the foreigners come and they are being successful, it's like they become easy targets to blame for their own failures. That's why they are having this kind of problem.
It's true, but what is the roadmap for South Africa for the people that might be illiterate or whatever? What is the national program roadmap for bringing the people to be on the market? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, we have this situation in Zambia. We call people cadres, this and that and that. Oh, the cadres are rooting, the cadres are doing this and that. But remember that a cadre is a Zambian with a Zambian race with a voter's card. Right?
I like that.
So whether you are going to say this one is in a shanty area, is illiterate, is doing wrong things, whatever, the question still stands. What is Zambia going to do for this gentleman who becomes important when it's election time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the time, maybe somebody folds their hands to say, I don't care, my friend, you didn't go to school, you should have gone to school. School is free, right? So there's a way that even the government also pushes the blame to, you know, like you're saying, the white person was saying that this gentleman, they are just using it as a scapegoat to some of their own failures. But remember, they are South Africans. No matter what you're going to say and whatever, you cannot dilute that idea. Now, how does a foreign person become important than a South African? That's another question we have to answer. In other words, Roger, let me just use this word, deliberate. Almost an equivalent of a Zambian cadre. If they're told there's a South African cadre, how is that South African cadre valued? In South Africa, in terms of, okay, here's a country that is have a best economy probably in Africa. So the economic scales are very different. There's diamonds, there's gold in South Africa. This is why the Malawians, the Zimbabweans, some of them are there for those mines. Now you tell me, Roger, we always complain about the Chinese selling chicken and driving a taxi in Zambia. If you relate to South Africa, you think that Kada, a South African Kada or an illiterate person in South Africa, cannot go in the gold mine? Or the diamond mine, so that they can push the economy of South Africa and at the same time get the benefit of whoever is the Malawian who is mining and getting well to do. What makes a Malawian? So there's a combination of their own fault not doing the work, right? But again, later on, let's not take things for granted where it's okay for Roger to come in this diamond mine and get himself rich and enriching him. So the question to them is always, for sure, Roger coming to the drunkest bank or the mines in South Africa, good for him than to stay in Zambia. One, maybe they don't have mines there, right? So for them to, any foreigner to come to South Africa and do, whether you're going to say they're working hard, you've seen how it is here in Canada, nearly every foreigner works hard. But does that mean you could not work hard in Zambia? Does that mean you could not work hard in Zambia? Do you become hardworking when you arrive in Canada, or you were the same person who was hardworking in Zambia, but the situations would not make you be where you are from the Canadian side in Zambia? And thereby, it moves you to go to South Africa. And how are you going to take a shortcut? Remember, the person who goes to South Africa is not an educated person. There are some educated person. There are some that are dropouts, maybe even grade 7, but they're going there and maybe they're making it. So from the South African point of view, remember, they're just blanketly saying foreigners, right?
Yes.
We are getting the details, Pakistan or their own shops, Zimbabweans, I don't know whether it's too much of those, Malawians, all these things now, they fall in that category of foreigners. But again, remember the question I asked earlier, why not pack up and go? So these guys are saying, you know what we're going to do to you, and it's in response to, we need jobs, don't ignore us, from the South African people. But doing a stupid thing. But now, what is the answer to? What is the answer to? Okay, this is the roadmap. This is what is going to happen. We are just calling Zuma failed this and that. But has Zuma succeeded in a roadmap of a South African cadre or those people, the looters? What are you going to offer them? Remember, you get to them when it's time for election, time for the South African pie.
Yes.
If they didn't go to school, what are you doing with school so that they can go to school? Especially the young crowd that is growing up now, so you don't repeat the history of these guys become just looters. How are you going to switch around for a better young South African who feel my country is there for me? Education-wise, economic-wise, job-wise, whatever it is. And when you look at, when we hear statements like they are targeting Nigerians, they're targeting Pakistan, Roger, you know very well that this is how even Lucky Dube was targeted at one time. They thought he was Nigerian. Now, answer the question of, what is the stigma of a Nigerian, whether it's in Zambia, in USA, in South Africa? Somehow it's labeled. They are targeted. It's the same with the Pakistan, their shop owners, right? So there's a target of, there is some money that they have or they should have, whichever way they are looking at that.
Yeah.
So when it comes to looting, they're not going to go to probably a Zambian. A Zambian will just be killed accidentally because of foreign and whatever they are doing. They are not targeting Zambians because they have shops. You see what I mean? But if they had a big crunch of Zambians on shops like Pakistanis, we'll be talking a different thing because they will be on a target. So we have to look at
Okay, so we have run out of time. We have run out of time, and we remember our friends South Africa, those who have lost their beloved ones, we mourn with them. We can only depend on God. This is our song, we told our discussion today. Thank you, Titus, for being with me and providing those very, very insightful thoughts.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity.
He doesn't need to consult my enemies before he can bless me.